From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Seance in Sepia by Michelle Black. Chapter 1. Another person's marriage is a foreign country to which visas are never granted. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. Flynn Kiernan, 2006.
You live long enough and you know what you get. Mrs. Belton said. You end up dying alone.
A cigarette dangled from her brightly painted lips as she oversaw the estate liquidation of her deceased tenant, Mrs. Pilcher. Flynn Kiernan glanced up from the floor of the tiny apartment, amazed that the ash on Mrs. Belton's cigarette did not fall, despite the bouncing ride it took through the old woman's monologue. She sat there, sorting through the deceased Mrs. Pilcher's dusty collection of books, and she tried not to feel like a carrion crow, picking the remaining flesh off a festering corpse. Yet what was she but a scavenger, searching for pearls among the detritus of the recently departed?
Well, I guess there's no real victory in being the last man standing after all, Flynn offered in an attempt to be polite. She was not anxious to make conversation.
Whatever, said Mrs. Belton.
The morning sun filtered through the old chintz curtains to illuminate a hazy flotilla of irritating particles in the air. The dust, combined with the cigarette smoke, was starting to give Flynn the fine edge of a headache. "I'm doing this for Dad," was her silent mantra on these occasions, performing a disagreeable task for the benefit of someone else, ennobled it somehow. At least that's what she tried to convince herself of.
Well, the poor old dear must have been 95 if she was a day. She outlived 2 husbands and all of her friends, even her 2 kids. No one came to her funeral except for me and my pastor.
Mrs. Belton paused and removed the cigarette long enough to blow her nose on a tissue that she kept rolled into the sleeve of her pink cotton robe. Or was it called a house dress? Ladies of that vintage wore house dresses. Flynn wondered how old Mrs. Belton was, given her disparaging remarks on the late Mrs. Pilcher. She didn't look that much younger than herself.
The sheriff gave me the right to sell the stuff to cover the back rent she owed me. I got the paperwork from the probate court.
Any kind of receipt would be fine. I just need it for the tax man.
You're buying, then?
Maybe, probably.
Flynn tried to keep her voice as neutral as possible. She did not want the old woman thinking that she was too excited. She might jack up the price. Flynn wasn't a pro at this by any means, but in the last 4 months she had picked up a few tricks.
You sure you don't want to see the rest of the place? She had some real nice bedroom furniture.
Oh, no, thank you, just the books. My dad owns a used bookstore up in Weston. She had early learned not to call her father's shop an antiquarian bookstore. Otherwise, Mrs. Belton might think that she was interested in antiques generally, and would have tried to convince her that everything in the house was a priceless rarity. It was better that she assumed Flynn was looking for junk. Every Thursday was estate sale day, and so she went shopping, armed with a cardboard box and a checkbook plus a healthy amount of cash, in case the sellers didn't take checks. Brody, her 14-year-old son, derisively called these expeditions dumpster diving, and some days he was not far off. The phrase estate sale was broad in its interpretation, and they ran the gamut from elegant to ghastly. She had learned to wear her oldest jeans and her least loved T-shirts on such forays. This present opportunity, to put a fine spin on it, fell somewhere in between. The little ground floor apartment sat in an early 20th century house, a good old American foursquare that towered over its craftsman bungalow neighbors. The home had been converted into 4 apartments sometime before Nixon resigned, and the whole place smelled a little moldy. And that wasn't so bad. The smells that Flynn couldn't identify bothered her the most.
Weston's a cute little town, said Mrs. Belton in a disinterested conversational tone.
She began to wander around the room,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?